This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. This past week, we recognized Sanctity of Human Life Sunday at our church, a day to especially remember that human beings are created in the image of God and that all human life is sacred, set apart to love, worship, and serve God. As the author and sustainer of all life, we recognize that all life belongs to God. He made it, and therefore defines it. In Scripture, God identifies human beings as the only creatures made in God's image. And God sets human beings apart to have stewardship over creation. This requires wisdom as we uphold and defend His definitions. In every age, we need discernment, vigilance, and courage to champion the sacredness of life. In our culture's gross unbelief, we notice the twisting and ignorance of God's definitions of life and the deadly results. Leaders of science fall silent on the basic definition of the beginning of life, which is obviously conception. Intellectuals and power brokers have convinced most people that women are the true authority in defining life. If she says the little boy or girl is alive and sacred, we are to respect and protect he or she. If she says the human being is only a clump of cells and can be destroyed, we are to honor this as gospel truth. As Christians, we understand that women do not define life according to their preferences, and men do not define life according to their preferences. It is God alone who defines life, for He created the little boy or girl. It is His choice that matters. If we love life and love women, we will seek to passionately persuade them not to claim the divine authority to define human life. For God will hold them accountable for this deadly usurpation of His authority, just as He will hold accountable all leaders who arrogantly promote the right to murder what is His. And Christian men, let me give you this charge. Will you not be held accountable for your silence in this matter? If men are charged with leading in the stewardship of God's creation, will we dare to remain silent and sidelined when human life is redefined and wantonly destroyed? Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." If we have the wisdom which begins with the fear of the Lord, we will do all that we can to fight for and uphold the sanctity of human life. We will define life and protect it in accordance with God's word, and we will reason with Paul, if God is for us, who can be against us? This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York. And it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.